Good afternoon. I want to bring you a message from God's Word this afternoon, which I believe you'll find very instructive, and it has to do with the friends of Daniel. The book of Daniel in the Old Testament gets a whole lot of attention, but a lot of times the attention is focused upon Daniel, and we have even a hard time pronouncing the names of his friends. But there is a very neat story that is told about Daniel's friends in Daniel chapter 3. Sometimes people try to put Daniel right in there with the friends in Daniel 3, but actually it's a story just about his friends. It says that there was a time in which Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. This is Daniel chapter 3 and verse 1. And the height of that gold was 60 cubits, and the breadth of it 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. In other words, it's a big old tall thing, maybe about 90 foot or something. So it's way up there. And so the idea is that people are going to have to fall down, and people are going to have to serve God when this image is erected here. And if they don't do it, then, you know, you're going to have to be cast into a fiery furnace. Well, that's from verse 6. Well, what's Daniel's friends going to do? Because it says in verse 8 that at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and they accused the Jews. Now, Daniel's friends are Jews. And they spake and they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You have made a decree. And they talked to him about, you know, worshiping that image he had made. And so they said, there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And the king had said, well, if they don't, then, you know, whoever doesn't has to be put in that fiery furnace. But they're, you know, good Jews. They're servants of the Most High God. They're not going to bow down to some image created by man. I don't care whether it is 90 foot. Well, if you think about the trust that they had in God, if you think about the courage that they had to say, we're not going to do that, then that's one of the things I want to point out to you this afternoon. But there is another thing, too, about this, which is absolutely incredible. You don't have to have this kind of trial or temptation in your life in order to learn why you sometimes fall to sin and why sometimes people tempt you to sin. You know, sometimes people try to get you to do something which you know you ought not to do. And they'll try to get you to go against some sort of vow you've made unto God not to do that anymore, or to get you to do something immoral that, you know, never was right to start with. And you know that you ought not to be swayed by their influence, but sometimes you wonder, well, why would somebody want me to do something bad? You know, why do we have to live in a place like that? Well, it's because God is not going to keep them from being jealous, for one thing. And you see that right here in Daniel chapter 3. It's what makes it so neat. The same things that were affecting people back then and caused them to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, it's the same thing that causes the problems now. You may not be thrown into a fiery furnace, but something bad will end up happening to you. And I tell you what, hell's a lot worse than that fiery furnace that Nebuchadnezzar had prepared. So when you look here in this example, it says that they were accusing the Jews in Daniel 3 and verse 8. There's a reason why. It's because they were jealous. Some people today don't want to see the gospel furthered, and they don't like it when they hear good news about one congregation or another. I know what that is because I felt it myself in the past. It's just plain old jealousy. Envying will never get you anywhere in the long run. And Daniel's friends understand that all we can do is just stay true unto God, and other people will suggest what they want to suggest. They'll do what they want to do. But I am going to be what I'm, supposed to be from God. And that is where we get the courageous statements later on of Daniel 3. Let's look at those now. You see, Nebuchadnezzar, he spake and he said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now he says, if you're ready, you know, to fall down and worship the image, then, everything was going to be fine. Well, verse 15, he says, it'll be well. But if you don't worship, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You see, here's the second reason why people give us problems. And the second reason why we have troubles here on this earth. We live in the midst of people who don't know and trust in the power of God. They believe that there is no help for them. They don't live in hope. And therefore, they want to drag others down into the same sense of despair and the same petty ideas and thoughts that they have because they don't trust in the same God that we trust in. He says, "Who is that God that shall be able to deliver you out of my hands?" Well, he doesn't know the Lord God, does he? And he doesn't know the deliverance that comes from God, and he doesn't know the freedom of sin that these good men knew about, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he didn't know the same kind of freedom from sin that all Christians today enjoy. Somebody who's not a Christian cannot be expected to fully understand the way of Jesus Christ until they know, casting off the guilt that they are so easily beset with, until they throw that off in acceptance of the gospel and obedience unto God, then, you know, they're going to think that life is just one big trial and one big bummer, and they're going to go through it like that. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew better. And they answered to the king in Daniel 3 and verse 16, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace." You see, they didn't have any problems with knowing that God could deliver them. But this is what shows their great courage. It says, "And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king, but if not..." You see, they weren't even necessarily counting. The Lord will do what God wants to do. And if it's God's will that we go ahead and burn up in that furnace, well, then, you know, that's his will. Or that's the way he decided that things need to work out. But they said, you know, if he's not going to deliver us from that furnace, that's not going to change our mind. We're still going to be true to him. That is real faith. Think about that. They're right there faced with their imminent deaths. And they said, "Even if God does not deliver us from that fiery furnace, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And this answer made the king mad. And that's another thing as to why people give us trouble in this earth. They get mad when we don't serve God because they're just all tore up because, you know, we won't live like they live. And we won't kowtow to whatever it is that they want done. And they don't realize that we have to serve another, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So Nebuchadnezzar, he's full of fury, verse 19. "The form of his visage was changed." In other words, he's not looking upon them as good servants of the kingdom anymore. He's mad at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. "And he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated." In other words, it's seven times as hot as it was before, so much so that it has a problem for them even getting near it to cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside it. "So he commanded the mighty men that were in his army to bind these fellows, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel's friends, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. These men were bound in their coats and their hats and their garments, and they were cast into the midst of it. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent," you know, he's saying, "Do it, do it, do it, throw them in there. The furnace was exceedingly hot, and the flame of the fire slew the men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." But even though it slew the men who just tried to cast them in there, not only were they not hurt, but they didn't even smell smoke on the clothes that these men had. And so Nebuchadnezzar sees this, and he says, "Well, I see in there, I see four men loose. We just threw in three, didn't we?" "Yeah, they just threw in three." But he says, "I see four, and they don't suffer any hurt, and the form of the fourth one is like the Son of God." God was looking after, Jesus was looking after his children. And he'll do the same thing for you today. He'll look after all of his children who serve him faithfully. So it says that Nebuchadnezzar came there, and he told them, he said, "Come out. Come forth, come hither," verse 26. And they came out of the midst of the fire, and like I said, they weren't singed. They didn't smell like fire. And, you know, it was just amazing to the people there. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew all along, this is simply the God that we serve, able to do everything that he has promised. God has promised you forgiveness of sins. He has promised that if you'll live faithful unto him, he has a place waiting for you. Now, how much faith do you have? Will you have enough faith to have the courage of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Daniel's friends didn't let God down. Will you go out there today and let God down? Or will you have courage to live the Christian life? Let us help you to live that Christian life from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. Contact us. If you have any Bible questions, you can submit them to us. Just call 487-5342, and we'd be happy to answer any Bible questions you might have, or to help us all together live better for God and for His Son, Jesus Christ. For the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, I'm Tim McHenry.